Boys and girls, I'll talk to you like that this morning. I haven't been very well for some time. I'm all right. I had nothing serious, but I just haven't been very well. I've wanted to do so many things this year, but I just had to hold back. Now, I'm glad to have the opportunity of talking to you this morning. I'm all right, as far as that's concerned. The Lord's good to me. I've carried on my ministry, been going around over the country from time to time, place to place, and all that. But when you get 82 years old, you are not young. You can't make yourself young. And I don't know anybody in the world that's lived a more strenuous life than I lived. I was saved, I was 11 years old, at a country church, found Jesus Christ. I was licensed to preach when I was 13 years old. I set up a brush arbor and held a meeting and organized a church of 53 members before I was 14 years old, just a boy. I've been going all these long years, and the Lord's been good to me. I marvel at the blessings He's had. I marvel at the miracle of God here at this school. This school's a miracle. Every day I think about it, everywhere I go, it's a wonderful. And I want to be of any assistance I can, but I recognize the fact that my strength's about spent, see? I know that. These old fellows that jump around and say, well, I'm just as young as I ever was. They're just crazy, that's all. It just isn't so. But now I want something. Now listen, I want you boys and girls, every last one of you, to get the greatest blessing out of this conference you've ever had in your life. You can do it. You must do it. You must do it. You've got to get the blessing that you need. And you never get so far up but what there's a little distance beyond. Anything between here and heaven, however far you get up, you don't want to go to heaven just like you are. You will be up there some of these days. You'll meet the Lord in the air. If he comes quickly, if he tarries, you'll go by way of the grave and be with the Lord. Now, let's be faithful to him. Let's get the blessing that we need this morning in this conference. Now, this morning, I'm going to talk to you from this verse. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, that's addressed to Christians. But this is addressed to brethren. This is talk to Christian people. Yeah. You know, God never lets anybody get away with sin. God won't let one of his own children do it. Don't you ever think that God won't spank you? Don't you ever think that God won't let your children be cursed if you sell out to the devil? Don't get the idea you can beat the game of sin. Nobody ever lived on this earth who was big enough, powerful enough, and strong enough to do wrong and get away with it. If you'd blot out all the stars and pull the sun down and step on it and make it as black as midnight, you couldn't get away with sin. God won't let his own children get away with it. This is addressed to Christians. Yes. Now, I'm not discussing whether you could lose it or will lose it after you get to naught. That's not the point I have in mind. But old David tried his life. He tried it. He went out. He sinned. Yeah, he reaped the harvest too. You know, up and down this country, I've known preachers whose children had broken their hearts. And every time that thing ever happened, I found out there was something wrong in the home somewhere back behind them. You can't beat this game. There's one game that you cannot beat. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. And God established a law that you can't do wrong and get away with it. I don't care who you are. Old David tried it. He missed it. Yes. Listen, you can't, I don't care how pious you are, anything about it, and how pious you talk. If you don't live right, you're going to have to contend with a future of darkness. Somebody said, how in the world did that man's child go to the devil like he did? Well, the Lord said, train him upright, and he wouldn't go. The Lord said. And here, with the pen of inspiration, write, be not deceived, God is not mocked. What? God is not mocked. God made a law. God said, you can't do wrong, get away with it. That's not the language of heaven, but that's the language of the street, and that's what it means. David tried it. Men have tried it. Preachers have tried it. All sorts of folks have tried it. I'm not saying you'll go to hell, but you'll be in hell before you get to hell. Yeah. You can make a mess of your life. God's mighty good to us. He keeps all the pages of all the tomorrows clean. We soil the pages of the yesterdays, and God Almighty stretches out before us the pages of tomorrow, and there are no blots on those pages. But some of us haven't got there yet. Be not deceived. Listen, there's a devil, a personal devil, next to God, the most stupendous power in the universe. You wouldn't know him if he came to this auditorium this morning. If he walked up on this platform, he'd walk as an angel of light. He'd take his seat there with Dr. Stenholm or somebody else. We'd say, who's come? And if he got up to talk to you when I'm through, he'd say, has God said? Yes, Mr. Devil, he has said. He says he's going to chain you in hell. And that golden day is coming when the throbbing head of a restless world will be pillowed upon the bosom of the Lord Almighty. But he's not there now. He's the God of the world. He's a big boy. Listen, he built the world system on Paradise Lost. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. Tree looks good, Yeah. Fruit tastes good, yes. Be nice to eat some of it. Yeah, well, go ahead and eat it. Be somebody who's got a right to run your life for you. Well, you let God Almighty run it, or you let the devil run it one. And he said, I'm going to win out. God said, when you eat it, you die. That's right. You can't hush God's mouth and cannot hold back his judgments when you deserve his judgments. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. There's a game he can't beat. David tried it. Yeah, I know lots of folks who've tried it. You've tried it, some of you. Yes, God won't let his most precious child get away with sin. Don't you think you're smart enough? God is not mocked. What do you mean by that, God? I let them reap what they sow. Don't let the devil deceive you. I've got a law established. If they sow to the flesh, they reap corruption. If they sow to the spirit, they reap life everlasting. I've made the law. Twice two's four. And you can't make it anything else. And laws in the spiritual realm are just as real as laws in the physical realm. Bring up a child the way he shall go. And yet all the Bible's telling you how to do and how to live in this world. Why, you know, I can tell you how to stay out of hell in 2 minutes. I can tell you how to go to heaven. Jesus, will you just break in here for a minute and bring to the hearts and minds of these people about the road to heaven? Yeah, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. The highway to heaven is Jesus' way. The way to hell is your way. And all the religious systems of men are the devil. Listen. Civilization was built on Paradise Lost. What was the philosophy there? Make something out of yourself. Why, you be like God. Yeah. You don't have to kowtow and get down and lick the dust at the feet of an infinite God. Strut your stuff. All right. They tried it. First baby they had turned out mighty bad. Cain. Yeah, killed his brother. Wait a minute. You better watch your step. Killed his brother. You don't know what you'll do when you begin to mess with sin. He and his brother walked around, breathed air, filled through jungles of roses, played together as children. You don't know where you're going. Any man that fools around sin and flirts with sin and throws kisses at sin and puts his arm about sin and nurses sin and goes ahead and says, I want to live my own life, he's a fool on his way to hell. Why, God Almighty wouldn't let his own child get away with it. Well, I'm saved forever. Well, you may come back all right, but you reap what you sow. Be not deceived here. This is addressed to Christians. Yeah, he's writing to them. Be not deceived. Yeah, God won't let you Christians get away with sin. No, he wouldn't. He didn't let David do it. He never lets anybody do it. Nobody ever lived, ever walked this earth that was ever big enough to meet the game of sin. Or smart enough to outmaneuver God Almighty. His eyes never look at sin with any allowance. They run to and fro through the earth. Every dirty thought that crawls across your brain, the world may not see, but God sees through your thick skull to that slimy trail left by sin. Yeah. You're going to reap what you sow. Christians reap what they sow. He that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. God says, train up your child right. Where he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. You neglect your duty as a father, your duty as a mother. He can get away with it. He told you if you raise them right, they'd be all right. Oh, they're human. They may stumble along, but you have the promise of an omnipotent, omniscient God. Be not deceived. You can't pop a sham life over on God. Devil's a deceiver. He's a hypnotist. I've been in great crowds where I've preached to people just like I'm talking to you this morning. And I've seen sinners, maybe scores of them there. And I say, now you better get saved. And some of them would come down the aisle, but some men standing there, maybe lawyers, maybe doctors, maybe plumbers, businessmen, maybe intellectual women, maybe professors from colleges, unsaved men, and they'd stand. Now, a man's a fool if he believes the Bible. I say, you believe there's a God? Oh, yes, I believe there's a God. Why, of course you do. Any fool believes there's a God. Every fool does. Yeah. You believe there's any hereafter? Oh, yes, I think there's a hereafter. Oh, yes, bound to be something. You think there's a heaven? Yes, I think there's a heaven. I think there's a hell. I don't know how it kind is, but it's some kind of hell. Yeah. And sinners go to hell. Well, I don't think they all go to the same place. They did, they'd mess up heaven. You saved? No. I'm not a Christian, but I do about the best I can. Well, won't you trust Jesus and save? Not tonight. Not tonight. You may die tonight, I know. That pump in your bosom might stop any time, I know. An intelligent man will walk out from a service on their way to hell and know they're going there. Don't tell me there's no devil. He's a deceiver. He's a hypnotist. I've seen great audiences of thousands of people stand. I say, I want everybody here to believe there's a God and a heaven and a hell. Believe the Christians going to heaven and the sinners going to hell. I want you to stand. I've seen them stand by the thousands, sometimes 10,000 and 12,000 in great tabernacles and great auditories. I'd say, now how many of you are saved? Put your hand up, and some would go up. Now I'd say the rest of you fellas back there, come on, men and women. You believe all that? Only thing between you and hell, according to your own admission, is a heartbeat. Between me and hell is a cross, an open sepulcher, and a risen Christ, and the arm of an omnipotent God upon which I lean. But you say you're not a Christian. come on. Some of them would come. But there might be a great lawyer standing down there that wouldn't come. Might be a great physician over yonder. Might be a multimillionaire back yonder. Some of them came, but not all of them. And they looked like they were under some kind of spell. They were under the spell of the devil. Hypnotized. The greatest hypnotist on this earth is the devil himself. You believe it's a heaven? Yeah. You believe it's hell? Why, any fool believes it's some kind of hell. Don't tell me everybody goes to the same place and they die. If everybody goes to the same place, heaven wouldn't be heaven for my mother. She wouldn't be happy around blasphemers. The soil doves of the underworld. Don't tell me. Yeah. You saved? Well, man told me one night, said, Bob, I think you're honest, but I think you're dreaming. I said, you think I'm dreaming? Yeah. Well, when I was just a boy by my mother's bed, I stood there, and she told me she was going to heaven. I dealt with the bed for that. I promised to meet her there. And she passed away, and one little while, took her about to the cemetery and buried her. The winds today are playing funeral dirges in the pine trees near her grave. I've been out to that grave many times. I've knelt there and I've said, Mother, I'll see you again someday. And they tell me I'm dreaming. Well, don't wake me up, please. If my religion's a dream, it's the sweetest dream a man ever had. It hangs a rainbow hope over the dust of my dead and kindles a smile upon the brow of my bereavement. I see a star in the sky. I see a crown on a mother's head. And they say it's all a dream. Yeah. Well, what have I missed? You're a sinner. You haven't even got enough sense to have a dream. I'd rather have a dream than have nothing. Yeah. All right. Be not deceived. Watch out now. You better be careful. You don't have to die and go to hell to reap what you sow. The way of the transgressor is hard. Never has been easy. I remember that poem Helen Wheeler Quick Wilcox wrote. I read it years ago and I couldn't get it out of my mind. I think I can quote it maybe. Said I'd have my fling and do what a young man may. And I didn't believe a thing the parsons had to say. I didn't believe in God who'd give me blood like fire and fling me into hell for obeying the call of desire. I said religion is rot. There's no place called hell. Heaven is only a truth when a man has his maid way with a maid in the fresh keen hours of youth. Money can buy us grace if it rings upon the plate of the church. Money can neat be raised each side of sins from spurge. I saw men everywhere hot footing road of vice, and the women and preachers smile on them as long as they paid the price. So I had my joy of life. I went to the pace of a town, then I married a girl and started to settle down. I had gold enough and to spare for all the homes to go with joy. Rule of girls and boys. Married a girl, health and spotless fame. I gave and exchanged my wealth and proud old family name. And now she's going to bring me a child. When labor she cried, with love and fear I was wild. Now I wish she'd died. For the son she bore me was crippled and weak and blind and sore. His mother was left a wreck. So she settled my score. I said I'd have my fling, they knew the way I'd go. They never told me a thing of what I need to know. Men talk too much of souls from heavenly joys debarred. Not enough of babes unborn by the sins of their fathers scarred. Yeah, you are just a fool not to live right. There wasn't any heaven and any hell. The boys laughed at me at the age of 11 when I found God. Some of them sleep in drunkards' graves. God is not mocked. Be not deceived. Listen just a minute. You better come clean with God. God won't even let you Christians get away with things that are wrong. A lot of these summer camps are hotbeds of compromise where young people go. A lot of them. Be not deceived. Devil's got you hypnotized. He's making you think you can get away, but you can't get away with it. Skeletons break out of closets. You can lock them up, but you'll lose the key someday and forgot where you left it. And skeletons break out from the closets and come down and dangle themselves in your face. Young folks, this school's on God's side. We believe in giving God the benefit of the doubt. Somebody tells me that we're too strict. Well, I'd like to know how you can be too strict on the right side. You have to be strict in mathematics. Twice two makes four. Try to make something else out of it. You make a failure. Yeah, you can't make a mistake about the law of gravitation. Get on the top of the house and jump off and try to fly. And the law of gravitation reaches up and gets you and pulls you down on the ground and beats the brains out of your head. And you can't even see the law of gravitation. Laws in the spiritual realm are just as true as the laws of the physical realm. You sold to your flesh. Your flesh is what you are naturally. The spirit is what you are supernaturally. You better take care of the supernatural. What must do with the flesh, God? Put on a cross. Deny it. Get behind me, you selfish flesh. Cry for what you want against the will of God. Boys and girls, we're coming to close the year. I haven't been much help to you this year. You haven't needed me. You've had a wonderful year. But I asked God this morning to give me strength. I want to talk to you while I was talking to the whole crowd here. I want you this week at this Bible conference to check your life as you never checked it before. You be sure you are right. Don't you mess around here. Don't kind of pat anything in your life wrong, pat on the back. Sin, sin, sin. You can't say sin without hearing a serpent hiss. Be not deceived. God Almighty's omnipotence is set up against wrongdoing. You can't thumb your nose at God, get away with it. God is not mocked. Now, I want us this morning, starting off here this day, I think that we've got the cleanest, finest bunch of students I've ever known. But you know, you can hardly have a crowd like this and not have something sort of getting into it sometimes. I've seen people that were Christians. I knew a preacher one time, went astray. And he says, Bob, how did I do it? I've stood in the pulpit. I preached. How did I do this? You just didn't have on the brakes. And you came to downhill road. And you didn't have the brakes on. You don't know what you will do if you go out and begin to play with sin. Why did I do it? Why did I do it? You played with sin. And God warned you, don't be deceived. There's no temptation but what God's provided a way of escape. One temptation is two good legs, two good feet. you go around the bad crowd, and you'd like to be around them, keep staying there with them, first thing, no devil will get you. Yes, sir. One way of escape is to use your feet and legs to get away. Flee, you for lust! He didn't tell you to run from the devil. You can't outrun him. But he told you to resist him. But he told you to flee youthful lusts. May God help us this morning. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We're starting off this conference. I'm praying it may be the best we've ever had. I'm talking now to the students just for a minute. I want every Bob Jones University student, former students back here, and students here now to stand up right where you are. Keep your head bowed and eyes closed. Don't look around. Don't look around. Keep your head bowed and eyes closed. Keep standing just a minute. Don't open your eyes. Keep your head bowed and your eyes closed. I want to know how many of you folks who are standing have been converted on Bob Jones University campus. Hold your hand up. You found the Lord here. God bless you. They're going up everywhere. How many of you standing know you've been saved? Hold your hand up. God bless you. Now listen. I want you this morning to dedicate your life to God as never before, to put yourself on the altar at the beginning of this conference. I want to be the greatest conference you've ever had. I want to be a time of the greatest spiritual stimulation we've ever known in this school. Now, just keep standing for a minute. Now, is anybody, all the people who are seated that know you've been saved, will you stand up just where you are, whether you're Bob Jones University body folks or not? Now, if there's anybody here that doesn't know you're right, you can get right. Plenty of folks here to help you. Now, remember the next service coming right away. Our Father, help us to be faithful to Thee, to be true to Thee. Bless all of us. Bless our visitors, our friends, the fathers, mothers of these children. Lord God, help us to go out to do Thy will, to get the training here we need, equip us for life. Keep us by Thy power, faith in all things. And we pray Thee that the rest of the weeks ahead of us this year may be the most blessed weeks we've ever known. May this be the most wonderful conference we've ever had. Hear us and keep us and use us for Thy glory, for Jesus' sake. Keep standing just a minute. Any announcements? When's the next service start? 11 o'clock will be your next service. All right, God bless you.